3, 2, 1.
From Pasadena, California, it's The Gathering. Here's your host, Sky.
Well, what is up? Thank you, Jeremy. Once again, starting off our little shindig over here we call The Gathering. We are live, or I am, from Pasadena, California. And, you know, I actually never, we never discussed this. I wanted to let everyone know. We actually do this show live. We don't do any real big editing. Sometimes we'll do a little bit, but we like to keep it raw and fresh and say what we say and do what we do. So when we do this show, man, we're just like back and forth. This is what we say is what you get. And that's why we like doing it so much. It's because we keep it as we would. This show was created as a way.
Like last weekend.
Literally.
Raw and uncut.
Raw and uncut. Because that's what we do, man. This show is actually kind of founded on the fact like, hey, what do we do when we get together? We talk nerd. And that's exactly what this show is founded on. And that's why we do it that way. So, you know, someone had asked me the other day, when you do the show, like, is it, you know, how much edit? I'm like, you know what? A little bit here and there. We fix sounds here and there. But the main part of it is we want to keep it raw and we want to say what we need to say. And sometimes it comes off great. Sometimes who the hell knows? But that's the beauty in it, man. You want to keep the purity in it. So with that said, if you're enjoying what you hear, welcome back. Thank you for giving us an hour of your week. It's our favorite part of the week. Don't forget to subscribe and also tell a friend. Let someone know who's a nerd that you think might enjoy this show. We always appreciate it. Now, without further ado, I will introduce some of the members of The Gathering. Well, all of them. You've already heard some of them. But without further ado, we have Oscar.
Wes, how's everyone doing tonight?
What is up,
feeling
Oscar?
Feeling good tonight?
Feeling good, yes. And we have Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, everyone? Good to be back for another week.
Daniel. Just giving you guys all applause tonight because you guys kick ass. All right, Derek, what's up, brother?
What's up, dude?
What's up? All right, man. You know, I'm going to do a check-in. I know full disclosure. We typically record late Saturday night, but tonight we're doing this on Sunday because all of us were a little busy. Well, I was, so I kind of forced everyone into it. But that's good. Thank you, guys.
I was busy, too. So good.
Okay. It worked out. I wasn't the only one. Oscar, man, what's up? How are you? What's going on with you, brother?
It's been an interesting week, nevertheless, life issues. But other than that, I mean, this week has been going good. I've been getting a couple nice kills on Warzone. I mean, some nice sniping kills, which I've been loving it. Other than that, I mean, work is pretty slow, kind of boring, so nothing really to touch up on that. But other than that, I'm just preparing myself. I've been eating a lot of hot foods, so when we eat the Diablo sauce or the Diablo chip, whatever, I'm not dying too much.
You're prepping for that? That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Awesome, man. All right, Daniel. I know I got a picture from you today, so you're gonna probably explain that. But what's going on with you, man?
Yeah. How are
you?
Just real quick. I know it's to start off on a bad note, but we fortunately got a loss in our family.
Yeah.
This over this weekend. So I just want to say we're with you, the Amazon family. And we're going to give you 10, 15 seconds of quietness for your loss. And we're here with you and we love you guys. All right, thank you for being part of that. We love you guys. And if you guys need anything, the podcast is always here for you guys.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. We love you. And, someone who's went through that pain, you know, just so you know, it does get better. But you have to address it. And you got to really sometimes look at it and just kind of really work on, you know, just staying present in your life. Because it's definitely something that's hard. So. And I don't want to get into their business, but thank you, Daniel.
Yeah, definitely. Other than that, I had a great weekend. Got a, some time away, went camping, went up to a Clayhorn. It's a big trail, like a hard trail off-roading. And then once you're done, you get the little like reward. And we end up camping up in Silverwood Lake.
Where's Clayhorn and where's Silverwood Lake comparison to Los
Angeles? It's just a... What is it? Up to 15, kind of close to like Big Bear, Big Mammoth, that area. So that side over there. So it was really cool. And then I got to use my new toy. So I got a rooftop tent for the truck. So it goes mounted on the truck bed and you camp up high and the tent up, folds up. So cool. Well worth it. Comes with a memory foam. And so I felt so cool. And I was like, oh man, it's awesome. Great feeling. And we camped for the night there. We got drunk. We had some good food. We had Korean barbecue. One of our friends had a little whole setup, brought a bunch of meats and everything, brisket, tri-tip. Oh, man, it was freaking bomb. And we did a little Korean barbecue out there, and we had a good time. Definitely a real good weekend.
Wow, that's awesome, dude. You know what? I got a little bit of a similar experience, so I will go into that. But, you know, the picture you sent, dude, that looks sick. And a good friend of mine, Luke also has, and he was there where I was at this weekend. He has one of those setups too, and it's super sick, dude. Like, I'm a little jealous. Like, is his inside is almost blackout dark when he goes to sleep? Is it kind of the same for you? It's like super dark.
It's pretty dark. Like at nighttime, you don't see anything outside. But it's not. I've seen those. Those are like pitch black. Like it'd be super sunny outside, and you go inside and it's dark.
Yeah, that's so cool. How was it? Was it windy and cold where you were at?
It got down to the 30s, low 30s.
Oh, hell no.
But we didn't feel it too bad in the tent. It's pretty insulated, so it was pretty nice.
Okay, cool. Well, I was freezing almost the entire weekend, so I'll go into that in a minute. Derek, what's up, man? How are you? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to move on too quick. Daniel, are you good? Anything else?
Yeah, that was it. That was my weekend. There you go. Yeah. Cool.
All right, Derek, what's up, man? How are you? I know you nerded out, so I'm excited to hear what you got.
Oh man, I've just been thrifting like crazy at these retro gaming and VHS stores. I've been finding lots of good games, lots of good VHSs, and that's basically my week, was just driving around, going to different retro stores and picking out stuff.
So what is and the, let what's me the tell you, this doing? What, I mean, this
oh,
is kind of
I
new.
Mean, I just, oh, I don't know where I saw it, but it's something quick. I mean, I always wanted to buy this type of stuff, but I was like, eh, you know, I'll get to it eventually. And then I saw something, I don't remember what, and I was like, all right, I'll go pick it up. So then that's when I was like hitting like 2 to 3 stores like a day throughout the week, and I found some very cool. Yeah, and you know, I found this community on Reddit. I don't really know how to use Reddit, but I found like community of like collectors that collect this type of stuff too. And they, I posted up the photo of the game I bought, I think, which was X-Men versus Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. They're like, wow, I bet you paid an arm and a leg for that. And I was like, no, I paid like 10, 15 bucks. And they're like, some people just have all the luck. That disc alone is like 60 bucks. But because I have like the actual thing, it's like worth $150.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Well, so what system are you buying for?
PlayStation 1 mostly right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I was always a PlayStation.
I had the Dreamcast, which is very comparable to the PlayStation 1. A lot of the games were kind of going out at the same time. So some of them
for
the
PlayStation. Sure,
no, shut up, dude. Shut up. So
I actually, you know, Santa Claus, you know, Sky, shut up.
No, I actually, for the Dreamcast, I have a
Marvel. No, I know. There, a lot of the games that are on PlayStation 1 are on the Dreamcast as well. I'm telling you, that retro store I sent you, shout out Retro Games CA. That place is so, it looks small, but it's just like, it's like a GameStop, but just a pure retro games along with like 90s clothing and stuff. So they have like the old Jordans there and stuff, like a little aisle for that.
Yeah, those older games, that genre in this last summer when the pandemic hit, they got expensive, dude. They're up there now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, alone, I also bought a Panasonic VHS TV, like those very old ones that we sold. And
is it tube?
I found somebody on I found somebody on Craigslist that was selling it for that much, and I was like, something's obviously wrong with it. That's really, like, that's like free. I met the guy there, and he used to go, or he lived by our old elementary school, and he's like, oh, I just don't have room for it. Young guy. Smelled like pot, though. Like, this dude was totally big. Gave him $20. I do research. That thing is like, you know, like $200. Next, like, 3-4 days, people are just messaging me wanting to buy the thing off the internet.
So, is it, I was asking, is it a tube one? So, like, if you play, like, original games like Duck Hunt or stuff like that, it would, or is it just an older TV?
Like, no, it's those. It was made for, like, the retro gaming and stuff, because there's a, at the shop, I asked, like, somebody if they could recommend me, like, a TV. I just don't want to get a normal one. So, anything with, like, the Trenton series is made for that, because if you look at, like, the old, like, I don't know if you guys remember Jam Packs, like PlayStation before they had demos with.
Yeah, I remember that.
They would They're release awesome. Magazines to and send them out to people with demo discs in them. And they would have, like, back, you know, demos and backstage footage access. And if you look, the TVs that they're using are like a certain TV. So now, you know, you have the 4K gaming TVs that are like, Daniel, how many hertz is yours? The one that you got in the man cave?
120.
Okay, so, you know, 120 hertz is, like, perfect for the 4K experience for the new generation of gaming. Well, to them, like, I don't know, 460 pixels was, like, the next-gen television for them. So, you know, I've just had to get something compatible, and I've seen already some crazy things. The VHS is, like, for an example, like, people find them obsolete. I went to Frank and Sons earlier today. I saw this giant booth. I went, hey, what's your, do you guys have any VHSs? They go, oh, we just donate those to the Salvation Army. Oh. And there's tapes I already have here that I only paid like $5 that are like in pretty decent shape that are already worth like $65.
What VHS is it worth that? Because that's crazy.
There is, any of the listeners want to just have like start getting into this, which is very fun, it's very nostalgic. If you want to make money back on this, like in the future, you're like, okay, I'm over it. Let me get some money. Get horror VHSs, because horror VHSs are actually very hard to find.
Oh, interesting.
Like, there's some people from that community, they tell you that how they're like, wow, we can't even get like a single horror VHS here. Like, how do you find these things? Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I only pay like $5 for it. It's worth $45. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I feel like those are like scarier. It's like the grainier.
Oh.
Like, it looks like it just looks more like creepier. Yeah.
Yeah. So it hits you. Like, I'm telling you, when you start up the old PlayStation, when you start just alone putting a VHS back into the thing, it is such an experience, as well as now, what are we used to? Just clicking a button on a remote and go into the scene. Mm-hmm. Now I was like, where's the button? And I was like, oh my god, that's right, I have to rewind it.
Yeah, that's like cassette tapes. I've been going through a lot of my old cassette tapes, and it's the same
thing. Heard the producer said, because she said that it's like 11 p.m and you're showing her.
Yeah, it's funny. It's but you know what, it's kind of cool, because I'll kind of tell you off air, but some of the stuff I'm finding on there, man, it's like wow, like, you know, it's like family history type of stuff. So it's been pretty
Impressive. Are you guys aware of Silent Hill by any chance?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, one. Silent Hill, PlayStation 1 copy, right?
Creepy.
It's worth $130 to $165, as well as Marvel versus Capcom, same price range.
I have Marvel versus Capcom 2 on Dreamcast, and it's like a $150 game.
Oh, yeah, okay. See, if you have two, that's a pretty good one, but if you got one already, dude, you get extra money for that. No. Just the disc alone.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind buying one of those machines that have Marvel's Calcum that you buy, that you pay at the laundromat, or even like any of those game stores.
Mm-hmm. They have those.
I mean, if I had the money in the room, I would definitely buy one of those and just put it up.
You're talking about a full machine in the house, and just play a full machine,
like the cabinet.
The full machine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Sky, I saw some really crazy. The Lego movie theater.
I saw that, man. I was like, that's so freaking cool. I like that. That was actually one. That was the one thing that you sent that I thought was pretty sick, dude.
Oh yeah,
man. I actually went to the retro store that you went to, Derek, to get a Game Boy. Nope, mm-hmm. They didn't have anything when I went there.
Yeah, I mean, you got to be on it. What they told me is it's more of a first come, first serve. So you got to go to their Instagram, you know, turn on your notifications, call in, and they'll only hold it for like a certain amount of minutes, because anything handheld, especially Game Boy, Game Boy Advance, it sells out quick. I'm telling you, like you only have like a few minutes or an hour of that day that it gets posted before somebody buys it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, gaming has went to next level right now. All right, let's get into the podcast.
Go for it, Scott.
Thank you, Derek. That was actually pretty awesome. I enjoyed watching your adventures this week. It was actually pretty cool. I actually went with a group of guys to the desert this weekend, but I went, and Daniel, this is actually pretty cool because there's a lot of BLM land out near Joshua Tree. And we went out there to do some, I know Derek's going to call us hippies, but almost like, you know, it's a group that I do a lot of, kind of spiritual work, meditation, really like kind of working on ourselves. And this group I'm very, very close with.
I'm
laughing already. Oh my God.
But man, it was cool because two of the guys are really good. Well, actually three of them are really good climbers. So I got, I get out there and we go into the park, into Joshua Tree, and we go climb. I mean, it was freaking cold. It was windy, dude, but that was fun, man. Going up the side of a big slab of rock and I got to say, it's really nerve wracking because the first time you're going up, it's the first time I've done it in gyms, but I've never done it live.
Like Sylvester Stallone type of level?
Yeah, well, no, not please. Dude. But you're going up, you're literally, there's like just, I mean, just a little piece of rock that you're putting your foot on, and the shoes are made for that. They kind of grip into it really well. But you're surprised how you can kind of move up that. But it was scary. I had a good time though, man. It was freezing cold. First night I slept in a tent. I froze my ass off. Second night, I was in my car, and like I dropped the back seat down. Well, I was like halfway in the trunk and halfway in the back seat because I was so cold, man. And I it worked out. It was fun. Had a good time.
Your buddies had a rooftop tent.
Yeah, he had a rooftop tent. Everyone else was comfortable except me.
Oh, they're like living live. You're like, just left peasant. You. Look at this peasant.
Looking down on me from there. Look how the poor people live. I'm like, son of a bitch. And my little old Nissan right there just chilling. So, but it was good, man. I had a great weekend. You know, feel like very, very uplifted doing stuff like that when you get out. Like, even like going to Frankenstein's, which Derek did today, man. It's when you can do something, it just makes you feel better, you know? Like, get out there and just kind of have fun.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever brings you closer to Christ.
Yeah, hey. You know? I'm just trying to get, I'm just trying to get, I'm trying to get closer to the Mother Earth, but you know, Mother Ocean. Oh man. Well, thank you guys for entertaining me, man. I love it. I love to hear your stories. And you know, we're just gonna have to jump in. Sad note tonight, and it's not, you know, I want you guys to yell at the members of the gathering, not me in particular, because I did see it. Tired and everything. Coming home and watching it, so I was caught up because I didn't want to be the fool who didn't see it. But Oscar, Derek, and Daniel all didn't watch WandaVision this week. So we will do a follow-up bonus episode with WandaVision this week. Even if these guys can't join in, I'll kind of get in there. Even though I'm a little bit confused on this episode. It was super awesome, but they threw so much out that I definitely need their help. So hopefully I can get them on. We're going to try to do it Tuesday or Wednesday. So stay tuned for that. But now, as we do every week, we're going to do some nerd news.
Nerd news!
Woo, this week is, for me, I was doing a lot of research because I was like, there's nothing going on. And there's a lot of stuff going on, like, out there. There's one thing in particular that I will, I'm going to do a little, we're going to do a little, like, movie trailer part of this tonight. I'll go into a couple of it, then we'll jump into the movie trailer part. But, man, there was a trailer that dropped, and I'm hope you guys saw it, because it blew my mother effing mind, dude. It was so good. Like, I'm still hyped, okay? So, first off, for our Cobra Kai fans, and Daniel, and Derek, and Oscar, within the last 2 weeks, I was, you know, I do a lot of driving out to Woodland Hills, and I actually passed by, and I didn't realize it at the time when I was driving out there, because it was kind of pushing me off the road, and I'm dodging traffic. On 5223 Lankershim Boulevard in North Hollywood is the Cobra Kai Dojo from the original movie. And I had never seen it, and I passed it 100 times. And something in my, like, I caught it. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the corner. Like, where the Cobra Kai Dojo is at. It's actually pretty close to, it's in the valley. I mean, obviously, most of that was filmed in the valley, except for the golf and stuff scene, which is filmed closer to you guys in Downey, California. But that was actually really cool, and one day we should do a trip out there, man, just because it's super sick. Number two on the list is DC Comics is actually releasing two super awesome comic books. Jeremy actually put me onto this, so thank you, Jeremy. But they're releasing a 1978 Superman with Christopher Reeves and a 1989 Batman, the Michael Keaton, Tim Burton one. These are going to be comic books. They're going to be like six to 12 part series. They're going to be digital and comic, you know, like published books. But I don't, are you guys fans of the 78 Superman and the Michael Keaton Batman?
Neutral. Michael Keaton Batman, yes. Reeves Superman, eh.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with Derek.
Really? Oh, man. That's actually, Reeves is my favorite Superman. I love that original movie is still, to this day, like, was my gateway into superhero nerdism, because I saw that and what they did and this guy flying around and, like, kicking
ass. That was before our time. That was, like, what was before our time.
What was the scene in that particular movie that you actually got hooked into, like, superhero stuff, besides the fact that the man was flying?
You know what? It was the fact that because I didn't really know who he was, who Superman was, until I saw this movie, right? Because I was still in that age range, 5, 6, 7 years old, that when I saw Superman, like, this guy who stands for truth, justice in the American way, he's flying around, he's protecting people, he's saving people. You know, even when, like, in that movie they try to kill him and he's just like, he pretty much lets it go. But I think the true, like, it was, I think it was, oh man, I don't know. I actually really don't know what hooked me on. I think the fact that he flew, there was a superhero that flew around, like, and that he had these powers. He was almost indestructible, you know, like that. Yeah. I think that, like, just the idea of that was insane to me. So,
okay.
But those comic books are going to be out July 21st. So if you're fans of either one of those genres, that's cool. And Danny Elfman, I don't know if you heard about this, Derek. Danny Elfman, our Oingo Boingo buddy. And Danny, if you're listening, I love you. So give us a shout out, call us or something, like, or just come in and be a guest, please. Danny Elfman is going to score Doctor Strange. So I'm pretty excited about
that. I heard about that. Yeah, I'm actually really excited about this.
Yeah, me too. I cannot, like, I love him, and that just means that movie is going to be a little bit, like, on that Danny Elfman level. Every time.
Funk. Yeah.
So it makes me happy, dude. Like, I already know it's going to be good.
If he's, like, composing something, you know you're going to get something a little more, not a little bit sinister. Because, I mean, he does a lot of the very creepy, not creepy, but just zany type of stuff. Yeah. So it's I'm excited for that, actually.
Well, you know, he scored the 89 Batman, too. So he was.
Yeah, I know. That's why. Yeah.
And then Prince was in that, did the Bat Dance song. Dude, that was actually.
Jack Nicholson
running around, like ruining an entire gallery while Prince is playing. Come on, man. It's the ultimate schmoove right there.
I told you, that's a great movie. And this last, okay, this last bit of information before we do a little gathering at the movies. Did you guys see the Mountain Dew commercial? The Gremlins Mountain Dew commercial?
No.
So there's this Gremlins Mountain Dew commercial?
Yeah, so Gizmo is in this Mountain Dew commercial. I'm going to play it really quick. But, dude, I got super excited for the Gremlins again. I love the Gremlins. And seeing Gizmo there kind of pounding on pounding down some Mountain Dew, and this whole thing happens with it where, like, it's like that water falls on him type of thing, and these crazy Gremlins come out. But take a listen to this because it's actually pretty cool.
Want to try some of my Mountain Dew Zero Sugar?
Try.
It is tasty.
Just as good as the original, but without any sugar. Be careful.
Gizmo, careful.
What?
Spilled on himself.
Hey, Dad, Mom wants.
That sounds like the producer.
Oh, the end of it's so cool because it reminds me of like that the musical beat in it, you know. That's a cool commercial. If you haven't seen that and you're a fan of the Gremlins, it's cool to kind of see them start bringing that back, that genre back. All right, so I'm gonna play an intro that I've been dying to play for a long time, but because we have there's actually two major, one just cool trailers that I want to play for you guys. We're gonna do a little gathering at the movies. All right. Well, first off, have any of you guys seen the trailer for the documentary series, The Lost Pirate Kingdom, that Netflix is putting out there?
Oh,
no.
So it's one of those a limited series things that Netflix is doing, which is super cool. I don't know if you guys have seen the one on the hotel downtown. What is it, Derek?
Yeah.
Hotel Cecil.
Yeah. Super cool documentary. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's actually, the ending kind of threw me off because I didn't know, but it's still super sick. I was hoping for something more supernatural, but it didn't happen. But this is actually the true story. It's billed as the true story of the real Pirates of the Caribbean, with a lot of those very campy, like reenactment, very cheesy reenactments, which I love. But it looks cool, man. Like the actual idea and premise of having like this like documentary on pirates, and I love pirates, it's gonna be cool. So take a quick listen.
Oh yeah.
The 12-year war against England leaves Spain broke.
Thousands of privateers lost their livelihood.
This is a time of horrendous suffering.
A Spanish fleet laden with gold and silver is wrecked, scattering a fortune.
This is like discovering oil.
I see no act against the Spanish in that.
And so, the golden age of piracy begins.
This is just the...
So it looks pretty cool, man. Like it's, you know, some computer graphics, this and that. But it actually looks like a cool little documentary series. So check that out. Now...
Anything with pirates, yeah, I'm all in.
Right. I love pirates. I don't know. Like even the movies, I love Pirates of the Caribbean. One of my favorite rides at Disney, Pirates of the Caribbean. So this is going to be cool. All right. Which one of you has any of you seen the new trailer for Disney for their new, what they're billing as Disney's version of the Joker, but Disney style for Cruella De Vil?
Oh, yeah, I saw
it. I seen it.
Oh man,
I actually didn't. I saw like 2 seconds and I was like, eh.
So with my girl,
yeah,
Emma Stone.
So this is Cruella basically on her early days. It's her like the start of the evil heiress Cruella De Vil. So actually looks like a really cool movie. And as I said, Disney's billing this as the Disney Joker of their universe.
From the very beginning, I realized I saw the world differently than everyone else. That didn't sit well with some people. But I wasn't for everyone. I guess they were always scared that I'd be a psycho.
Oh, man, that looks so good. I don't know why I'm in for this. Some of these Disney like live action, I'm not game for. But this one actually looks really cool. Who would actually see that?
I would. Yeah.
Derek, I actually thought you'd be in for this.
No, man. I mean, I'm not a DC fanboy, but I respect when it's respected. And the Joker itself versus this, nah, man. I mean, I'm gonna have to stick with DC Joker. I mean, it's a cool premise, don't get me wrong, but it just doesn't really, you know, tickle my fancy.
I think you put Emma Stone in this role. I think it ups the game. I love Emma Stone too. I think she's a great actress.
Oh, no, I like her too. Yeah, perfect. She's a cool actor.
Perfect role for her, yeah.
Yeah, and Emma Stone, she was in Superbad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Love her in Superbad.
Easy A as well.
What's that?
She was in Easy A, the movie called Easy A.
I never saw that.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie,
I actually never saw that. Thank you for... I actually have to check that out. All right, the last trailer that we're going to play. And I think you guys know which one I'm talking about. It kind of blew the internet up this week. It came out and... And everyone just went insane. I'm going to play, it's a long trailer, so bear with us, but I'm going to play the full trailer just because it's so badass. It runs about 2 minutes, so I apologize, but this, I saw this and I went insane, and we'll talk about it after.
First learned about this 7 years ago on a mission in Brazil to capture a wanted fugitive. When we got there, it tore through our unit in seconds. The target has superhuman abilities. It had the same marking you do, Cole.
It's a birthmark.
What do you mean?
He was born with it.
It's not a birthmark, Cole. It means you've been chosen.
Throughout history, different cultures all over the world reference a great tournament of champions. That dragon marking? I think it's an invitation to fight for something known. As Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, boy.
These are your champions.
I'm Sonya. That's Kano.
I'm Liu Kang.
Thanks, Jax.
Kung Lao.
Lord Raiden.
The fate of Earth is in our hands.
No matter how many of my people you put in the ground, we will not fail. Kill them.
Hell yeah.
Get over here.
Finish them.
Kano wins. You fucking beauty.
Oh my God.
God.
That's going to be I'm on it for this movie.
How can you not be? Okay. I saw that everyone saw the trailer, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Daniel, what's your take on the trailer?
Oh my God. That thing is a beauty. I had high hopes and it passed my high hopes. Only thing I have problem with, it's the new character they add in. That's the only thing I'm worried about, because I don't know who he is. He's never been in a Mortal Kombat game. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are saying that it might be like Johnny Cage. It might be another character like before he becomes another character. So that's the only thing I'm worried about. Everything else looks amazing. Yeah. Like, everybody looks so cool. Like, legit.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the trailer?
Oh, man. I think with a Sub-Zero and Scorpion fight,
yeah,
just them going at it, like, yeah, that looks so dope.
Yeah, I agree. I think the original mm-hmm. Mortal Kombat movie lacked your like really good Sub-Zero fight and maybe your mm-hmm. Scorpion, because they're two of the best characters. I love Sub-Zero. I'm a fan of, like, a huge yeah. fanboy of Sub-Zero. All right, Oscar, what do you think of the trailer?
What can I say? I was speechless when I saw how they ripped the fool's hand apart, his arms, and how he just ripped it out of his yeah. shoulders. I was like, damn, that's some vicious stuff. They're not holding back, which is I'm liking it. The fact they're not holding back on the blood and how like it just violent. So it's gonna be interesting to watch.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite part? Was it the ripping of the
Yeah, that's had to be my favorite part, ripping on the arms. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of gruesome, but you guys already took the battle between Sub-Zero and Scorpion.
Oh, so you could pick that, dude. That whole thing's fair game. Did that love for the trailer is? I haven't seen a trailer I've been super excited by in a long mm-hmm. time, and this was one.
The best part, real quick, before you get to Derek, it comes out in 2 months. Oh, so close.
I know,
so
right?
So close. I love it.
You got, like, it made me hyped. I want to see this so bad. You
know? Yeah.
All right, Derek, what mm-hmm. do you think?
I have two favorite parts. The stopping of the shotgun shells when he shoots it and the pellets disperse.
Brett, yeah, that was pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, they are. You could see them. And then the actual, I think this is like a two-parter, where he actually throws Scorpion into the ice wall and where he uses his own blood as a knife.
Knife. Oh, yeah, my God. That's cool.
So my favorite scene was the knife part. When he cuts him and you see the blood shooting from his back and he literally mm-hmm. like makes it into a... Oh, dude, I lost my mind, dude. I thought, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing ever. How have they not thought of this? How is this not in a game? That's not in a game, right?
There's another girl, another character does that. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. No, Sub-Zero's done that. The ice wall and the blood.
The ice wall, yeah. I haven't seen the blood from here.
Oh, man. I thought it was super, super, super sick. So, all right. If you guys had to go
Watch
back
party. And
pick a Mortal Kombat game, which one was your favorite? I mean,
that's a freaking tough one, dude.
Yeah.
Deadly Alliance.
Alliance?
Deadly Alliance was pretty fun for me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't know, but it's like a very old, like a classic Mortal Kombat where Johnny Cage would come and go, "Yo, shoot!" You know how he pops up in the mirror when you do something?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like Toasty. Toasty, yeah.
That's Ed Boon doing that.
And then, yeah.
Go
for it.
I was just going to say, I think Mortal Kombat Gold was one of my favorite. That was actually a PlayStation 1 that came out.
They had it for sale. So.
But that's actually, I think they start the fatalities in that one. That's the first one where they're doing the fatalities.
Uh-huh.
So if I'm correct,
I think mine's going to be Trilogy, because that's when they had like everybody in there with Cyrax and Sector.
I think too, my second, almost first, is the Nintendo 64 one. I think it was Mortal Kombat 4. When they finally went to 3D graphics.
Oh, yeah.
And that was pretty cool. I think that was a pretty cool monument one, too.
You know, a lot of people, when that happened, didn't like it because they, a lot of people like playing Mortal Kombat in the 2D format. And the 2D mm-hmm. format, for those who don't know, it's when you're only seeing one angle, the side,
side to side.
Side to side. So the 3D is with when you kind of, the screen and the background's rotating as they move and.
They used real characters for that too, they were actually actors, and they put them in caption suits of their time. So those were actual real people that you'll look at.
Oh, really? That's actually really, that actually ups the game on that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So all the booze that they're doing, they actually did it in person. Like that's that.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to move on to what's going on in nerd history and, you know, just music history this week, what happened this week in nerd and music history. But really quick, just because I'm going to, you know, I'm a little sad these guys haven't watched it. I'm going to play the intro song for WandaVision that was this week. And it was actually a Modern Family kind of throwback. And it, actually, there's two intro songs. I won't get to the second one. We'll do that on that special bonus episode. So this is to bring everyone back for when we do that bonus episode.
I thought it was The Office.
Sounds like The Office.
Yeah.
It's a Modern Family, though. From what I mean, maybe I'm wrong. You guys haven't seen it yet, so you can't help me. So whatever.
I watched 15 minutes of it. That's how much I'm into it. But I saw at the beginning, I swear I thought it was The Office.
Maybe The Office. So if it is, you know, correct me when we come back. I'm telling you, this one blew my mind. It's a very different episode than we've seen. And it almost makes you... like not happy at the end, not because it's not good, but just because like some stuff happens. So, all right. Well, this is going to start off with something Derek loves, and this week in nerd history in 1931, this movie came out, and actually is considered probably one of the first true horror monsters.
Listen to them, children of the night. What music they make.
Now for bonus points, what movie and who's the actor?
Bela Lugosi, Dracula.
Derek, I knew you'd get it. All right, and in 1936, actually most people consider him to be one of the first superheroes. And he went from a comic strip to a comic book. It was The Phantom. And there was a movie in 1996. Have any of you ever seen this movie, The Phantom?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So campy, so crappy. Play a little bit for you guys, but I love it.
Just take a look around. Darkness rules the earth.
In a dangerous world.
Governments crumble. Chaos reigns.
In a treacherous time.
There is opportunity in chaos.
Evil is a fact.
We shall succeed where they have failed.
Drax is on a quest for a supernatural power.
They know far too much.
And courage.
Stop them. You're the only one who can.
Is a phantom.
Ooh, ha, 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 ha. I love those old, old trailers, man. They're so good.
You know that's Billy Zane, right?
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. Super awesome. I love that movie. I forget how much I love that movie. It's so campy. So good. And his costume in it is so freaking... oh, it's dope. In 1944, Batman and Robin actually appeared on a comic strip for the first time in newspapers. So that's pretty cool. That happened this week. And in 1950, let's see who gets it first. This movie came out, and all Disney movies are one of my favorite, but actually the music in this is some of my favorite.
Salagadoola, metrigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi. Put them together, and what have you got? Bibbidi-bobbidi. Salagadoola, metrigaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi-bobbidi-boo.
Now, all right, bonus points. What movie is that?
Cinderella, huh? Cinderella?
Yeah, I love that. That's such a great movie, man. What a cool concept. Even though it wasn't Disney's original concept, what a cool concept. This guy takes the stage for the first time. God, I would have loved to have been there. For the first time in 1959.
We'll be right back.
right, man. And I'm not going to ask you guys because you better know it. So if you don't, shame on you. That's Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze.
Psychedelic rock god.
Oh, dude, so dope. And I still love his. I want to find like a good Jimi Hendrix blacklight poster. That would be sick. We gotta be on the hunt for those, Derek, if in your retro stores.
A Hendrix blacklight poster? Okay, that is totally a pot done.
Yeah. Oh, heck yeah, dude. I'm going to go back to my, it's just like that threw me way back into the 90s right there for me, at least, because that was my Jimi Hendrix stage. And this movie, actually another probably little throwback to Derek and a big, the producer's favorite movie, actually. This movie from 1991 premiered and actually won in 1992 Best Picture. This is a little clip from that.
Quid pro quo. I tell you things, you tell me things. Not about this case, though. About yourself. Quid pro quo. Yes or no? Yes or no, Clarice? Poor little Catherine is waiting.
Go, Doctor.
What is your worst memory of childhood?
Death of my father.
Tell me about it and don't lie, or I'll know.
He was a town marshal, and one night he surprised two burglars coming out of the back of a drugstore. They shot him.
Mm. Was he killed?
That's a great scene. Had great him. Movie, too.
Hannibal Lecter, huh?
Yeah. Very cool. Very, you know, it's actually kind of cool. I didn't get to see him, but he... actually, I won't say it because I'm probably violating some kind of law here. So I'm going to skip on that, but I'll tell you guys off air. And if anyone really wants to know, they can email us and I'll probably tell them the story, but I will hold that one up. I just thought about it. I'm like, I shouldn't be saying that. All right. this guy in 1995, let's see if Derek gets this because I know he's a huge fan. This guy in 1995 marries Pamela Anderson and goes on to make a sex tape with her that blows up.
Like Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee, baby. Tommy Lee. What's the name of the band that he was in?
Motley Crue.
And what is, let's see if you got, maybe I'm gonna see if you can guess the song I'm going to play for you tonight. Any guesses?
Girls, girls, girls.
Nah, man. You know what? Yeah. How do you think you got Pamela? How do you think you got her? You know what he did?
Why
don't you kick started her heart, baby.
Oh my god.
You like that lead in?
Oh yeah.
That intro by Tommy Lee right there, that jam out to that. That's some. That's sick right there. I love it.
Hell yeah! Toyota sales upon.
In 2005, this service, this internet service, was launched, and actually changed part of the world, man. Like the way we view media now. Do you guys have any guesses as to what service started in 2005?
I'm going to say Amazon or
no.
eBay.
No, no. Close. Yeah. Close. This is a service that they actually use for the podcast a lot. You guys probably saw trailers on it too. Daniel, any guesses?
YouTube.
YouTube. To only 2005. No way. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't understand. What were we doing? It seems like it's been around for, I know. Like Adam, like Adam, this is an Adam like thing. If Adam better know this question, Adam, you better have gotten that question. I'm just saying. All right. Also in 2005, this guy punches a strip club bouncer in the face and gets arrested. Allegedly punches a strip club bouncer in the face.
And set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock, and I'm the real McCoy. And I'm headed out west, sucker, because I want to be a cowboy, man. With a top left back and the sunshine shining, cowboy baby. West Coast chillin' with the
boys, wanna be a cowboy baby. You know what? Now that I go back, I don't really. His music came out, I liked it. I don't like his music now.
I still like it.
Do you? I don't know what it is. It just doesn't.
Did you ever watch Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift by any chance? Anybody here?
I did.
Does anybody remember the beginning of the house races and they're playing that Kid Rock song?
Yeah.
See, how could you not race to that? Kid Rock rules.
That's Daniel. Daniel cruises down the street. He sets up his overlanding to that song every time. He's out there wanting to be a cowboy.
I'm a cowboy, baby.
All right. In 2005 as well, Cat Stevens, this guy, okay, a couple papers were accusing him of being a terrorist, so he took him to court and actually won a big settlement from these papers. But he actually sings one of my favorite songs of all time, and I think you would agree that this song kind of sums up that time of his life. Baby, I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear. Then a lot of nice things turn bad out there. Everybody. Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by just upon a smile. I love that song. I love that song. So good.
That song fucks.
Is it a hippie song, Derek?
No, it's a good thing when you say it. That song fucks. It's good.
Oh, I thought you said that song sucks.
No.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right. The last in the segment, This Week in Nerd History, this gentleman came out with this song in 2015. And I gotta say, man, it features Bruno Mars, and it's a badass song. I love this song. I still like, I can't help to move when I hear it. This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Oh man, that's super sick. I love it. Love it. And that's it in this week in nerd history. And you know what? We're gonna jump into what if in just a second. But I actually had a quick question for you guys, or a quick update for the gathering, because we did this a while back and it was a hugely popular segment. And I kind of teased you guys with it this week. We are going to start coming up pretty soon, probably within the next 3 weeks, by the end for sure of March, we're going to start our battles once again. Now, this time it won't be DC Marvel battles. It's going to be you pick your four warriors, you pick your four champions, and you get to bring them to the table. Now, you can't pick them from the same thing. That means you can't do Star Wars, Marvel, DC. You got to do like Star Wars, anime, Marvel, you know, you can even do Star Trek, whatever you want to do. You got to bring your champions to the table, your four champions, and they cannot be indestructible. They can't eat worlds. They can't create boxes that destroy everybody. There is no indestructibility here. They have to have weaknesses, and they have to be able to lose. And the true, the trueness of this battle is what you know about them and what you're able to say about them. And
cool. What
you think. So do your homework, and you guys have 4 weeks. I'm listeners, I'm giving these guys 4 weeks at least to get their champions. And in the meantime, we'll submit them, and then we'll see if they work or not. But once we get our four champions, we're good to go. Now here's the catch. Okay. What I would like to do, and we're going to see if this works, is I would like to get Leonardo involved in this. He's a regular fill-in for the gathering. So we might do an off-air segment with him. We're going to have Adam involved in this. And if possible, I'd like to throw maybe Jeremy in the mix. So we're going to have to see how these work out, if they're available. And if not, then we'll kind of tweak it. But that's actually something that was coming up. So I'm super excited about it. Are you guys in? You ready?
Let's do it. Do it. I already have one in mind, so I'm good.
All right.
Now they have
to, all right. Now, if we happen to each pick the same character, we will flip for the character. Simple coin flip. Simple coin flip, and doesn't matter who calls it, but, you know, we can decide that. But simple coin flip
will decide. I think I'll be good. None of you guys follow anime, so I think I'll be good.
Excuse me? I do.
Just so you know, you only get one choice from anime. That means, like, any anime series, you only get one choice.
I got a perfect one. I don't know why you're tripping on Scott.
I don't know why you guys are tripping. The Lord and Savior Jesus Christ belongs to everybody.
Very nice. Well, you win, Derek. You're going to win. You're going to win all the votes. Now, here's the catch, okay? Here's the catch. You know, I know it's hard to get people to sometimes get in front of a computer or do that, or, like, you know, even send us a message. So if you want to, you don't have to. But during these battles, we will allow you to vote, okay? We will allow you to vote. Derek and Oscar, or I and Daniel, or whoever's battling, however we do it, will have two votes, the final vote. If someone comes in, if people come in and actually participate, and let's just say we get three votes for I'm battling Daniel, Derek and Oscar pick me, and we get three votes for Daniel in our Instagram page, Daniel will win that fight. So the most votes win. During the podcast, we will have a preliminary winner. By the next time we record, that final winner will be the most votes. So if anyone decides to vote, you can vote or not. You can see the voting happening on our Instagram page as it goes each week. If you vote, cool. If you don't, the members of the podcast will decide the winner. So that is a twist to this one. So what do you guys think? Yen? You ready?
Yeah, man. Do it. Do it. Right, yeah.
So we will start that at the end of March. It's going to kind of kick off our 1 year anniversary. So it'll be kind of cool. We'll put all that in. And
we'll do that. That start of the episode live. That's when we're doing our chip. Perfect. So we'll be nice and fired up.
Yeah, we are ready. We're ready for a live episode too. I'm ready for it. And I got a little update in equipment too. So that'll be super sick. All right. Now,
I have a doctor's note.
No doctors, no for you.
Doctors, no, bring a tub of ice cream, you're fine.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go. All right, now let's do a little what if. Oh, yeah. What if, starring The Gathering. Welcome to What If. I decided not to mention you this time, Derek. All right. I only have two tonight, but if you guys have one, definitely throw it in. We can do three of them. First one tonight, and if you got a good one, interrupt me after this one. But what have you always wanted to try? Like, rock climbing this weekend was one of the things I always wanted to try, right? I was really always just wanted to be able to do it. And it's not something you can just go do alone, so you really need help to get out there. But what is something you've always wanted to try, but you just haven't done it yet, either because you don't have the balls to do it, or you're scared, or you just haven't had the opportunity? But what is one of those things that you just want to do and you haven't had a chance to do yet? Daniel, you're up.
Skydiving. That's one of the ones.
That's a good choice.
I want to do it. I don't know if, like, I'm down to do it. I think it'll be fun, but I don't think I could jump, like, physically jump off the plane. Like, once you're off, I think it's cool and stuff, but physically, I think they have to push me.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think anyone's going to be pushing you up there, dude.
Once you, bro, you're strapped on. You're strapped on with someone else. Like, you're on someone's, like, you're like, you're strapped. It's like, when your first time, you jump off with, like, someone, with someone's be like, attached to you. So technically, when that door opens, you don't want to go, that guy's going to take you with you. Like, nope, we're going.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Have any of you guys done that?
No.
No?
Never been strapped on.
No, you never had a strap on? No. You sure?
Nope.
You're the one I think not being forced. Sure would.
I don't think he straps on. I think he's the one that receives it. So.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Guy was dying for that button.
I've been waiting for that one for a long time. We'll do it one more time just because.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Oscar, what about you?
I mean, it's not no big deal, but scuba diving.
Oh, that's a big deal. It's not, you know, some people get real claustrophobic, I mean, down there.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do it, but at the same time, it's like I don't want to like breathe bad and end up having my lungs explode on me. And so
you go to the extreme. Yeah, I'm gonna go down. The lungs are gonna be exploding, man. It's gonna be insane.
Okay.
Great whites biting my junk off.
That's more realistic. I'd be more afraid of something like pulling me under or attacking me while I'm not looking.
Oh yeah, that'd be freaky.
Hell yeah!
All right, what about you, Derek?
I mean, not because I'm afraid, it's just illegal to do it. But I guess, like, fire a tank, just blatantly, just firing like rounds from a tank.
Oh, that's perfect. It's 100% you, and that's awesome. Oh, I love it. I actually love it.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
Get it? Tank.
Thanks. yeah, I mean, rock climbing is one of those things for me. I'd actually really like to like jump off like a huge waterfall too. I like just to...
Oh, that's scary. I don't know if I would do that.
Yeah,
that's like, a tough one.
I mean, obviously one where I know there's not a bunch of rocks down there at the bottom that would kill me, like that people do it. But I've seen, you know, you've seen in certain videos and stuff, people jumping down like a couple stories into like, oh, that'd be crazy.
I don't know. That's like it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, I'm getting chills even thinking about it. So
your boots, as soon as you fall, you're feeling your boots.
No, your legs are gonna start flipping around and like landing back or something.
The other one that looks pretty cool that I want to do is, I don't know what's it called, but it's like you're top of a mountain and you jump and you're just like gliding. You're just gliding.
Oh, yeah.
Hang gliding.
Yeah.
Wait, with the actual suits or with the actual thing that you have to run, take a running start, and then glide? No, like without the actual suits. Like, go ahead.
The flying squirrel suits? Yeah.
Yeah, like the flying squirrel suits. Yeah, that would look fun, like just to do.
All right. Okay. You guys have any? Or you want me to go to my next one? Anyone got one?
Go to your next one. I'll come to one.
All right.
Yeah, I have one real quick. Okay. If you're not. You know, just this week, we landed on Mars. We landed one of those things.
Yeah.
On Mars. So.
A little Jeep landed.
Yeah.
I thought we always land on Mars, though. Like,
no.
They're lying. This time we actually landed on Mars.
Okay. Well, regarding that, so the question is, they say we'll pay you $100 million or $100 million or to $1 billion, give that price range. We'll send you to Mars to collect data, but you have to come back. But it's not a guarantee you'll come back. And to get to Mars will probably take you a few months or, I don't know, a year or so, whatever it is. So would you guys do it?
Damn. So what's the price range? $100 million or is it $1 billion?
Nobody's doing it right now. There's a commercial that I've been seeing. Like, you want to go to space? Come to this website and see if you can jump to space.
I think you're in a smoking website, dude.
Bro, it was on the Super Bowl. You guys didn't see the Super Bowl? It was in the Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. There's the nothing smoke bowl.
Okay, so what do you get? Do you get $1 billion? I'm saying, I think $1 billion, because that's sacrificing a lot, dude. That's like you're sacrificing pretty much your life.
Do you get the money before or do you get it after your mission?
After your mission.
You're basically just a guinea pig at this point.
Yeah, you don't know if you're coming back.
So is there any guarantees? Like, if I don't come back, is there anything like my family will get some of that money, or it's just you don't come back? Well, we don't pay you.
I'm pretty sure it's just be just for you, dude. Okay, I'll give it that. I'll just say if your family will get it. Or you can pick one person that if you don't come back can get it.
Yeah.
And who would be that one person? There you go. There.
Okay. Me? I mean, okay, if the money is still a guarantee for somebody, then yeah, I'd do it. And I think I'd give it to my mom. So, like, here you go.
Oh, you just made your mom cry.
I know I did. I hear.
Shout out to mom.
She sits there and helps him on the podcast. What are you talking about?
She's the only caller we get.
Derek, say this. You know, I actually wouldn't go. I think it's first off, I have metal hips. It'd probably be ripped out of my body as I go up there. From the I don't think you can go up in space with metal hips, dude. I don't think it works with zero gravity.
You'll sink.
Yeah, I want to be able to walk.
Like gravity for him.
I'll be like, come back to Earth, magnetized and shit. So I'm out.
So then, okay. I know then.
That's a no.
Oscar?
I would go, and I'll leave it to my girlfriend, Kristen, because I feel like she'd be very neutral on dividing, like, who, where should the money go and like how it should be spent.
You heard it here, Diego and Leonardo. You ain't good shit.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Actually, we got a little bit of time to do. If Derek gets one, we'll do one more after this one. But I got a question about social media, right? Let's just say, for example, that social media had to be 100% honest. Like, it's impossible not to be, right? So you can post that you go on a trip. Let's just say, Daniel, you decide to take a trip and you go by yourself and you go to Hawaii, right? But when you get there, you get super sick and you get rashes all over your body and ABC, everything's like super shitty. But we all know that most people, when they go somewhere, they're taking a picture of themselves at the beach, like, I'm having the best time, woohoo, you know, all that crap. But everything had to be super honest. Do you think that people would post more or less? And do you think it would become more or less popular?
Be less and less popular.
Less.
You think less? I think viewership, I mean, people, honestly, like, people love train wrecks. So most people's lives don't fit into the social, like, that's the way people present. So I think it would be a shit show. I think people would love it.
There'd be a high viewer count compared to an actual high, the media count. User. Yeah. Because, I mean, if I posted any of that stuff, I'd go to jail probably within, like, the week.
The realness? The real shit?
Yeah. Yeah, like, if I posted the real shit, yeah, I'd probably go to jail within the week.
Well, let's test the theory, Derek. Let's see what really happens.
And to add on to your thing, would you guys rather be quiet, like, be mute the rest of your life, or only speak the truth the rest of your life? How you feel emotionally, truthfully, everything that comes out has to be the truth.
Oh, shit.
I'd rather be mute for the rest of my life.
Yeah, same here.
Here's the dilemma, right? It's great to live in honesty and stuff, but what happens when you're at work, right? And so, you know how many jobs you'd be fired from if you spoke your mind?
Like, wouldn't that basically just be like Tourette's syndrome?
Yeah, it's just like you're like Jim Carrey and Liar Liar, dude. You'd be completely fired. Yeah.
But he manages to still win a case, so there's an upside to it.
Yeah, because he like uses a loophole. Like he finds out a loophole in it. So
hey, I would do the same thing.
That's funny. All right, do you guys have any what ifs to finish up, Derek?
One collectible that you guys are out, that you guys would want to own, I suppose.
I like to own a giant size X-Men. I think that'd be super cool.
Giant size X-Men.
Yeah, it's a super cool book. I like to own it. I like to get a 9.8, or actually, no, Action Comics number one.
Comics number one. Okay.
Good luck, man.
Yeah, I'm not gonna ever get it. Like, the best copy's ever been sold for like $3.2 million.
Hey, if we could storm the Capitol, you could do this.
You can do anything if you're mind to.
Yeah, that's gonna happen. You're right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oscar, Daniel, whoever's next.
Oh, man. Batmobile.
The actual vehicle?
Yeah, it would be the... Oh, man, how do you know? I'm tossed up, but it would be... And people are going to hate me for this, but I really like that one. It's the one with Batman and Robin, with the Terminator, Arnold.
Oh, the one with the wing?
The big old wing, just driving down the street with that. Oh, my God.
I hope Adam sends you a bunch of crap on that, because that is literally...
He's going to be like... So dumb.
I know, but that one just so menacing. Is that one or the one with the first one with
Michael Burton?
Yeah, with Tim Burton.
With the giant engine in the front.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing looks so aerodynamic, dude. That's
awesome, too. That was tied up with those, but I think the Batman and Robin. That one just so menacing down the street.
I think it's the same one, but it's the one with Two-Face in it. Remember where he launches like a grappling hook and the thing freaking rides on the wall?
Yeah.
With the spinners, so they have like the bat logo on them.
Yeah.
Super sick. I love that.
All right, Oscar, what about you?
Mine would be the DeLorean from the Back to the Future.
Oh. That'd be a good one, too.
Yeah, actually, that's pretty dope. Nice, nice.
Good choice.
Derek? Very good. Very good.
Derek?
Velociraptor from Jurassic Park.
Like a life-size model?
They didn't ever...
Yeah, just like a giant ass, just animatronic of a freaking velociraptor.
You know, they have the ones that people are can be inside and controlling, the ones at Universal. Have you seen those? Those
no way, they're inside them when they
they're
control
inside
them.
And, yeah, they're inside and they're moving in like the head and neck. I think so. I think they're like inside.
Badass.
Right? Almost like puppeteering them. All right, guys. We
just have to quit my job and go there.
We're at the end of the podcast. We're out of time. Really quick, we're going to check in with Daniel because I didn't do this at the beginning. Daniel, what is our Instagram page?
You can follow us at the_gathering_nerd.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. And just so you guys know, like we said, we are coming up on a year of podcasting. Super dope. We're, this is going to be happening at the end of March. So stay tuned. You know, again, if any feedback is always great. We like to make the fans happy. So if you ever got anything you want us to talk about, ever got anything you want us to kind of touch on, if you want to be part of the show, you can always leave a voice message as Jeremy does. He does that, and you know, we can try to put on the show if it works. You can also email us at thegatheringnerd@gmail.com. There's also that. You can also post on the Instagram on any of our things we have up and just kind of chime in.
Yeah, the right Instagram, not the dot gathering dot got their nerd dot dot dot.
I'm never gonna live that one down. All right, guys. Without giving us news or anything, anything you got for the fans? Any quick notes you want to just
look forward to our 1 year anniversary. It's gonna be a big one. We're gonna post on Instagram and YouTube of our reaction eating that hot chip that everybody's so excited for.
Yeah, we're
for that.
I'm in. I'm more excited to see Oscar and his reaction. So.
I think I'm going to skip this one. I've eaten the entire dog treat. I've eaten the entire donut.
You can't skip it.
I've done like all of them.
I did them all too, and I'm doing it.
Yeah, well, this is your idea. my last words are thanks, guys, for listening. Really appreciate it. You guys are awesome. And yeah, keep listening.
All right, Oscar, anything?
Much love, everyone. Thank you for the support. And keep listening. Always love to hear you guys. So email us. Give us a comment on our IG. We'll hear it. We'll announce it here on the live.
All right. Well, that is it for the gathering. Have a great week, everyone. Thank you for giving us an hour plus of your time. And don't forget, always gather on.